Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
All right, thanks a lot, Beetle. Joined now by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. And, Coach, getting close to game time. May have to do a little bit of weather here today. Fair to say?
Might be, yeah. Could be a little off and on rain and some wind. So we'll see what we get. We've been in all of it the last few weeks in practice. So we'll see what happens.
Good division win last week against the Jets before we get to the game today against the Vikings. It seemed like the big theme was attempting to run the ball. Great day for Sony Michel. Better day for your offensive line up front. Fair to say, in the play of your guards?
Yeah, we did a real solid job running the ball. Had a lot of positive plays, and we're able to break a couple of chunk yardage plays with the backs throughout the game, early in the game, mid game, and even at the end we were running out the clock. So that's always a good thing. Play well on defense. So hopefully we can replicate some of that performance today.
Cordell Patterson, Matt, didn't get in the end zone last week. I know he probably wanted that one.
Yeah. Well. We'll keep working on it. Yeah. Our goal line and short yardage groups on both sides of the ball, there's still some room for improvement. So I'm sure we'll get some opportunities on it today. We'll see how we are.
Been working to get Rex Burkhead back. It seems like this could be the game for him to possibly out there. Maybe give Sony a nice little 1-2 punch there on the inside.
Yes, Rex will be active today.
Nice.
Okay, Trey Flowers, the way he's been trending, it seems like he's playing his best football for you right now. Had his baby on Friday. Congratulations to him. But just talk about your defense in general. Good stop at the end of the game, getting off the field, not letting him get in on that fourth down.
Right. Well, you always want to do that. That was, as you said, a good red area stop for us. But, really just comes down to consistency, stopping the run, getting off the field on third down, playing good in two-minute situations, and taking advantage of our turnover opportunities. And we've got to continue to work to turn the ball over, and hopefully we'll be able to do that today.
Listen to the way you spoke this past week regarding Coach Zimmer and the Vikings and the way they play football. Seems like there's a lot of respect there for what Coach does, what he's done in the past, the type of defense he's had. Not only him, but your veterans. It seems like you got a pretty good football team coming in here today.
No doubt about it. Coach Zimmer does a great job. His teams are very fundamentally sound. They don't beat themselves. They're good in all three phases of the game. They can return the ball in the kicking game. They're a good coverage team. They can obviously move the ball and score points on offense. And then they're a very good defensive team, best in the league on third down and top of the league in red area. And they just do a solid job in everything. So we'll get challenged in all three units today, and we'll see where we're at. This is a good football team.
Seems like there's a lot of talk about Kirk Cousins because of the amount of money he makes, and obviously he's a really good quarterback, and they think the success is due there, but they won a lot of games last year without him. How much do you see their offense different this year as opposed to what they did last year?
Well, I think it's quite a bit different in the passing game with DeFilippo coming in. He was at Philadelphia last year as the quarterback coach. And
the old ACC commissioner, right? He was at BC.
An AD at BC. Right, yeah, right. You bet. Yeah. Okay. So, Shermer was the offensive coordinator last year. Of course, he's at the Giants now. But he was a West Coast-based team type of coach. And then DeFilippo has continued that with, his own version of the West Coast passing game. They've had a little transition in the running game, with Coach Sperano passing away earlier in the season, their offensive line coach. So I think that's transitioned a little bit. But, overall, it's, I'd say similar to the Eagles' offense from last year with the running game from Minnesota last year, if you will.
Yeah, you get one of the best possession guys in a Thielen as opposed to a speed guy like Diggs. I know he's dealing with it with the knee a little bit. We'll see if he goes today. But people forget about their tight end, Rudolph, one of the better receiving tight ends, Rudolph, fair to say?
Yeah, that's the big three right there, definitely. Rudolph, Diggs, and Thielen. You got to stop those three guys in a passing game. They have other threats, too. But certainly those guys do a lot of damage, and they have a great quarterback throwing them the ball, and two very good runners with Murray and Cook. So we're going to have to do a good job of tackling those guys, and we've got a lot to defend in the passing game, both inside and outside.
Flip it defensively, the big aggressive front, Sheldon Richardson, old friend of ours. Griffin, what they do, how active they are in taking a guy like Harrison Smith and bringing him in the box. So really got to have your head on a swivel offensively, fair to say. Listen to all the calls. You know, maybe it's a run pass check and the kind of cat mouse game they're going to try potentially play with Tom here.
Yeah, I think there'll definitely be an element of that. They do a very good job of blitzing, and they do a good job of disguising, and they make it look like they're not coming, and they come, and they make it look like they're coming, and then they back out and drop into coverage. So we'll have to do a good job of following our rules and taking care of our assignments, and just, you know, again, making sure that we don't have any bad plays, turnovers, and plays like that that can change the game. I'm sure they'll get us a couple times, and maybe we'll get them a couple times, but I think the big thing for us is not to have any, you know, disastrous type plays where they, you know, score on defense or make a big game-changing play. We can't let that happen.
Okay, time now for the Nugget Donuts question of the week. Comes from John Stell of Bedford, Mass. Wants to ask you about Fran Tarkenton back in the day, and you had a lot of appreciation for the way the game was played back then to now. What would you think of these new offensive rules and sort of the way the game's been being called and officiated, you know, as opposed to the old days?
He'd probably like it. He'd probably like all those passes. And
like 20 years, right?
Yeah, and you know, the roughing the passers is a lot tighter than what it used to be. And, of course, he was a hard guy to rough because it was hard to tackle to get to. But, yeah, he was a great player for him, Chuck Foreman offensively.
Yeah,
and they had some, Amado Shad, and they had outstanding receivers, big offensive line, you know, Yeri and those guys. So it was a good defensive team, a good offensive team, and they blocked a lot of kicks on special teams. So
real home field advantage too with the weather. Yeah, you know, they played outside
up until 82. That's right.
Wow.
And so it was a lot of good football teams. Never wore gloves though; they were tough.
Yeah.
All right, Coach. Good luck today against the Vikings. Go get them. Stay healthy.
Okay. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
All right. Let's throw back up the Beetle at Splitsville.